All employers must distribute a U.S. labor document that informs employees of the marketplace and options. Monty Dyes is president of the Asset Protection Group and a Virginia Health Reform Initiative Advisory Council member. Dyes says employees also need to know that they can use the marketplace only if they do not have affordable coverage.
So if the employer's health insurance that's being offered to an employee, the employee-only share, if that is more than 9.5% of their household wage, then the insurance is not deemed affordable, and then they can go to the exchange.
He says only those with household incomes below 400% of the poverty level will qualify for subsidies and credits.
If you get to about 250% of the federal poverty level, then not only are you going to have your premiums paid, you will also be eligible for what's called a cost-sharing reduction, for the government to step in and pay part of your deductible and coinsurance.
Dyes says if income rises above the threshold, then subsidies must be paid back. He adds that employees should also be told about Medicaid and children's health insurance programs. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.